The interview with the man who can't talk, Roger Ebert, the Essential Man, became one of the most talked about magazine stories of 2010. Here, Jones talks about the time he spent with Ebert.
Roger Ebert was one of the great professional privileges of my life. It was just, you know, sometimes as a journalist, you get those moments where you think, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this. And sitting there in Roger Ebert's library, or going out for dinner with him, or watching a movie with him, I was just sitting there going, I can't believe this is actually my job. And then the story was just one of those, with that material, if I'd messed that story up, I would have had to pack it in, because he just gave me everything I needed to write a good story, and he's a remarkable man, and just an incredible guy to spend time with. You know, there's nothing like sitting beside a guy who can't eat, drink, or talk to make you stop wanting to be a whiny bitch. It's like, just a time where it was just, talk about give your head a shake. It was like, I'm a little bit sad because I put the wrong adverb in that lead. Oh, but I can eat. It's like a very weird experience. And the response to that story was hugely gratifying. It was really nice. Roger was great about it, and his audience is a very loyal and smart audience, and that was a fantastic experience from start to finish. Perfect.